WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net, please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. Heard, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. I'd also like to welcome K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity, W2AMD, Mr. Andy, in Simpsonville, KG4PFI, Mr. Don, in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont, N4ASW, Mr. Tony, in Asheville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, KO4RUR, Mr. Chris in Greenville, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Ms. Wendy, also in Simpsonville, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville, KQ4FRY, Ms. Rhonda in Lyman, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally in Simpsonville, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, also in Simpsonville. We would like to welcome all those who use the pre-check feature on the website and thank them for checking in tonight. Move to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, November, Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm here in Pelzer tonight. I'll hang around for a comment or two. I got no traffic tonight, 73.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to first welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He is here with me in Campobello tonight. I would also like to welcome KN4RJN. Mr. John, up in Brown Summit, I'll be back to you in just a little bit for some comments tonight, sir. And Mr. Fred, in Pelzer tonight, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, I'll be back to you for some comments also in just a little bit. Thank you both for checking in tonight. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin RF check-ins with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. Anna, it's good to hear you calling Annette tonight. Tell Chad we said hello. I have no comments, no traffic.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4RYP. And Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne in Hendersonville. I'll be in and out.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, our Sunday night net controller. He is up in Penrose, North Carolina. Always good to hear you. Mr. Patrick, hope you are doing well and have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry up in Candler, North Carolina, KC4EZN. Always a pleasure to have you check in when I call the net, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Wayne up in Hendersonville, KQ4GIK. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you have had a wonderful day, and thank you for checking in. Any additional stations echo through hotel wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, right to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KO4RYP, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson, who is mobile and out there en route from Greenville to Spartanburg. You be safe out there tonight, sir, and thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to check you in. All right, we are going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet, India through Lima, I through L. Any station, the suffix of your call, beginning I through L, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I am James. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Jerry in Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, Duncan in Nashville. I have no traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding in.
OYP. Hope you and Chad both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For RYP. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is... Lima X-ray Delta Marsh on Callahan Mountain. That'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo. Hope you are doing well, Mr. James. I was up your way this weekend, and it was certainly beautiful. Had a couple of storms blow through, but I love to hear the thunderstorm come across the mountains. So hope you are doing well up in Tuxedo tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Thank you for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, KO4JKB. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Duncan, who is our my other Monday night net control counterpart. Good to hear you check in, Mr. Duncan. And Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Always a pleasure to check you in, sir. And I'd also like to welcome my good friends Larry and Donna over in Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Larry, always good to hear you. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I hope you guys have had a wonderful day. And Mr. Marsh up on Callahan Mountain, K2LXD. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. And Earth, we are going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Gwen and hello, Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP, Susan and Anna and Ted, please check in. 02 Oscar India Matt, Ralph and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. It's always a pleasure to hear you. Miss Lorena, I hope you guys are doing well and have had a good day night. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy I said hello, and I hope you guys are all well. And Mr. Walt up in Inman, K4OIM. You are sounding great, Mr. Walt. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. Heard, so we will move on up to the next section of our alphabet, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna.
RYP.
Again, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. I don't mean negative and negative.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, who is mobiling around, going from Duncan to Moore. You'll be safe out there tonight, Mr. Rusty. Thanks for checking in. And Mr. Chris, over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. I hope you are doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up in Brevard. Hope things are well for you up in Brevard. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I appreciate it very much. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Unheard, so we'll move on up to the next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any station wishing to check in, U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
Relay, Anna, KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Relay.
AA1RD, Bob down in Piedmont was trying to check in with you. I don't know, you probably couldn't hear him, but I heard him.
I could not hear him, but I do appreciate it, and I would like to welcome AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down in Piedmont. Thanks for stopping by, and I apologize. I do appreciate Gary doing the relay for me. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. And Chad in the net, please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, I'm in Greenville, no traffic, no table.
RYP. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, over in Greenville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. You be safe. And Mr. Tommy, over in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Tommy. Hope you have had a good day. All right, one last call for Uniform 3 Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. All right, at this time, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight. Alpha through Delta, any station with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Santa, Mr. Chad in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. I have no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
KO4RYP. And everyone on the net, I'm going to try this again. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Kansas Seneca, negative, negative.
RIP. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, our net manager. He's down in Greer tonight. Thank you for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, over in Easley, and he brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Next, I'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. And Mr. Jerry over in Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for stopping by and hope you have a great evening. And from over in the land of Waz, Mr. Rod, W4WOZ. And I hope things are just great for you in the land of Waz tonight, Mr. Rod. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. All right, we're going to pause for just a second and turn to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, hello again, Miss Anna. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself, all on that. No traffic, no round table. And do tell Chad, Miss Anna, hello. Do tell Chad. Miss Anna, do tell Chad, hello.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down in Greenwood. Mr. Stephen, Chad says hello back to you, and I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for stopping by. All right, we're going to do one more call for our stations Alpha 3 Delta. Please call KO4RYP. Must have gotten all of them on the first go-round, so now we will open it up to the big group. Any station at all wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KO4RYP.
Captain Chad, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative of negative. And hey, Chris.
YP. Please check in Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark, I'm out here outside of Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Tom. It's always a pleasure to hear you, and please do tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome AF4LV, Mr. Mark, over in Belton. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet? Any stations at all wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. This is K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome K4HWG, Mr. Henry, over in Anderson. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. All right. At this time, I will now secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. So first up on the stump tonight, we have KN4RJN. Mr. John, how are things up in Brown Summit, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Anna. Say hello to Chad for me. Everything's doing well up here. Got a couple things going on in the sky here in the next few weeks that you might be interested in. Let me go to solar stuff. We had there's nothing coming up here in the next 3 days. We did have a fairly massive solar flare here a few days ago that caught everybody by surprise, to include the forecasters. We actually had auroras visible down as far as we are, which is highly unusual, but that one, they didn't see that one coming, and that caught everybody by surprise. So that was, I believe, last Friday. But in any event, nothing major that they can see for the next 3 days. However, tomorrow, let me switch screens here so I can find it here real quick. Tomorrow, oh, nope, not that screen. Where'd it go? What did it? Oh, all right, got to switch browsers here. If you go out tomorrow night, just as the sun is setting, while there's still a little bit of color low in the horizon and the sky above it has turned dark blue but not yet black, there will be a lineup of stars to include Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus on Tuesday evening just after sunset. Much of the display will become visible on Friday and will continue so over the next couple of weeks. However, Tuesday looks to be about the best time if you have clear skies. This type of alignment happens every few years or so, and much of it will be visible to the naked eye. Probably won't be able to say Uranus without telescope or at least binoculars. Mercury, being very, very close to the sun, is also hard to pick out with the naked eye. However, you will be able to see Venus, Mars, and Jupiter all lined up easily, along with the moon. And so Venus will be the brightest one, apart from the moon, of course. Just below that, very close to it, will be Uranus, which will be hard to pick out without equipment. Beneath Venus and Uranus will be Jupiter. Mercury will be below that, hovering just above the horizon. And again, that'll be kind of hard to spot without equipment, because it's so close to the sun. And then if you follow in a straight line up from that, you see the moon, and then above the moon will be Mars. So you'll be able to see Mars, Jupiter, and Venus easily with the naked eye. They'll all be lined up like a string of pearls. And that entire alignment will cover about 70 degrees of Sakai. And I strongly suggest, if you have clear skies, go out just after sunset and take a look at that. Whoop. This RJN repeater popped out on me there for a minute. As far as what's out there tonight, the moon is still up. Mars is still up just above the moon. Venus is real close to the horizon, depending on how clear a view you've got of the horizon. Of course, Orion is up just below and left to the moon. If you have clear skies, Sirius is up. Procyon, the twins are up, and my skies are partly cloudy right now, so I can see some of that, but if your skies are clear, go out and take a look at that. As far as any meteor showers, we've got the Leonids coming here in, that will peak April 14th, well, it'll peak April 22nd. That has a zenith hourly rate of about 18 per hour. Coming out of the constellation Lyra, and I look forward to that. That'll be a little bit better than the ones we had in February and March. And other than that, nothing else going on, at least immediately. What's going on in your world, Anna?
KO4RYP. Not too much, just, you know, busy with work and things. And I was up in the mountains this weekend and on Saturday night, and we had made a little campfire and we're sitting outside. And it was really, really pretty and clear, and I was amazed at how bright the stars were. So I spent a little bit of time looking and hoping for a meteorite, but didn't see one. That's all right. Still not giving up for sure. But the sky was really, really beautiful over the weekend up there, and I know it's because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere and not a lot of, you know, ambient light around, and just makes such a huge difference. And I didn't have all the pine trees. I mean, there were a lot of trees, but where I was, it was a better view of the sky, I think, than I can get at my house. So it was really, really beautiful.
This is KN4RZ, and I have some friends that used to be next door neighbors, and then they moved to Colorado, and they have been out in Colorado before, and they sit out there, but it looks, you know, you get out away from the cities, and the stars look so close, like you could reach out and touch them. And one day, I hope to get out that direction and get up in those mountains and just see what that's like. But it's not going to happen today. But in any event, oh, I meant to tell Chad, and if he's listening, John Paul's Jeep finally crapped out of him. Actually, one of the wheels fell off, so he junked that, and he bought himself a new, or well, a used, but he bought himself a new car. He got himself a Mini Cooper, 2-seater convertible, and he says it's a blast to drive, and so the Jeep is headed to the junkyard for scrap metal, but appreciate his help with that.
KO4RYP. Well, I hope that he is okay, and when the wheel came off, it was not at the most inopportune time, and hope he was able to be safe for sure. So our daughter had a Mini Cooper for a little while, and she absolutely loved driving that. So they are kind of fun cars, that's for sure. We had some flat tire issues towards last week. Seems like everybody had a flat tire at some point in time over the week. Really, it wasn't everybody, just a couple of us and a trailer. So seems like when it rains, it pours in that department. But I sure am glad your son has got some new wheels and that he's enjoying driving his new vehicle.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, he wasn't traveling at a high rate of speed when the wheel came off, it just sheared the bolts, and I mean it messed up the axle. I mean, it screwed it up good time. So so it was an older Jeep that he had gotten from somebody else that he was actually renting a room from, but he didn't pay a whole lot for it, which is good. And he probably got about as much out of it in scrap metal as what he paid for. It was on its last legs when he got it. But appreciate Chad fixing the radiator and keeping it alive for a little while longer. But yeah, he's doing okay. He wasn't hurt, but it's just, yeah. And fortunately, wasn't very far from the house, so he's doing all right. But sorry to hear about all the flat tires. But yeah, that happens. And when that stuff happens, it doesn't just happen once. It's got to happen, you know, two or three times. So that's the way it goes. But anyway, dog's asleep on the couch. Everybody here is doing fine, and hope everybody's doing good where you're at. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. John, always a pleasure to chat with you, and thank you for stopping by tonight. I hope you have a great rest of your week. All right, I'm going to pause for a second and see if there's any additional stations wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we're going to move on up to our next person on the stump for Rack 2, and that is KO4NNH, Mr. Fred over in Pelzer. How are things for you tonight, sir?
KO4NNH on the KO4NNH link, Fusion to Echo link. I'm doing well, Ms. Anna. How about yourself? I've actually had a good day today. I've started playing a little bit of HF. I seem to have hooked up to the wrong antenna, so apparently I was running HF on a 2-meter antenna somehow. But I managed to make a few contacts, nonetheless.
Do that, Mr. Fred. That's great. I logged on last week to call Annette Pickens County that Chad and I take turns with sometimes, and it got closer and closer, and I kept calling out for radio check and calling out, and realized that I was talking on the wrong antenna as well. So just needed to flip one switch, and then things were a whole lot better. So it happens to the best of us, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was trying to play a little bit FT8, so my antenna tuner was throwing an absolute fit. So I ended up figuring out what it was. I hooked up my antenna tuner in, or my antenna analyzer, sure enough, it was the 140 antenna. I was like, oh, Lord. So I got to figure out what's going on with my 140 antenna. But that aside, though, you know, you talking about flat tires earlier. My motorcycle actually got a flat tire recently. I've been trying to work on it on and off recently.
I don't know what it was with us, but my son had a flat tire, and then so he took his car to get that fixed, and of course it was in a spot where they couldn't patch it and had to replace the entire tire. So we had loaned him my car because my daughter was out of the country for spring break, and so we had an extra car. I had her car, so I took that to Columbia, and my son took my car back to Anderson, and he had a flat tire in my car, so I was kind of glad he had my car and I was not on the way to Columbia when I had a flat tire. So then he gets that fixed for me and then comes back to the house, gets ready to load up a trailer, takes the parts, and there was a flat tire in the trailer. So everybody's got fixed tires now, and hopefully, you know, everything happens in threes, I think they say, and we're fixed and everybody is safe once again. So I hope that you get your motorcycle tire fixed, because the weather's going to be much nicer coming up, and I'm sure it'll be a nice time to go riding on a bike.
I'm looking forward to it, Miss Anna, but hey, I need to go ahead and take off, Miss Anna. It's been fun chatting with you again. It's nice catching up with y'all. Miss Anna, Chad, I know you're there in the background. Same for you both of y'all. This is KO4NNH on the KO4NNH link to Fusion to Echo link. Back to net.
For RYP and Blue Ridge Distributor Net, Mr. Fred, it was a pleasure to talk with you tonight, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening. All right, we're going to check and see if there's anyone else who would like to check in. Any stations wishing to check in before we continue on with the RAG 2 portion, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Sounds like you've got a great net going for a Monday night. Thanks for calling in for us. Hope you and Chad are doing well. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. 73 to you and everyone on there.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome AK4HR, Mr. Mike, over in Simpsonville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I hope you've had a good day. I appreciate you checking in. All right, we're going to continue on with stations for RAG 2, and next up on the stump is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, how are things on the plantation?
RYP to net, KI4DOS. Well, everything's good over here on the plantation. Can't complain about anything. what did I do today? Let's see, I got up this morning and I had some clothes that Joy washed last week that were still in the dryer, and I turned them back on for a little bit and got all the wrinkles out. Those are my clothes, by the way, and I got those out and put those away like they're supposed to be. Piddled around out in the yard just a little bit. I meant to go to the gas station today. Out of two-cycle gas, you know, for my chainsaws and my leaf blowers and my weed eaters and all of that, you know, the two-cycle stuff. I got to go get some gas for that, and
I didn't do it, but I've got to do that tomorrow. Now, there's a few things I need to get out there. Had a pretty good storm come through last night. It knocked down a few more little bitty limbs, nothing big. It didn't have any problems or anything. But did lose a few of those small dead limbs that were up in the trees, which is a good thing. I'd rather them come down during a storm when I'm not out there than be out there on the lawnmower and one fall hit me on the head. It'd probably break the limb if it did, but we're not going to go there. But other than that, we hadn't done a whole lot. Played radio a good bit this evening. Got to talk on the some folks on the sideband net at 7 o'clock, and then got on a couple other nets later in the evening, and that's been about it. Joy, on the other hand, she was out, I want to say it was yesterday, it might have been Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday, it might have been Saturday. I don't know what day it was. Anyway, she went out and the new dog, the black German Shepherd that we have that's still a puppy, ran into her and jarred her her back and her hip and stuff, and it's been bothering her pretty much. Other than that, everything's okay.
4RYP with CAT4DOS. I'm sorry to hear that Miss Joy is not feeling well. That is quite a jolt when you have a bigger dog just kind of run into you. I've had that happen a couple of times, and it does catch you completely off guard. But sounds like y'all had a pretty good day. I had to drive to Columbia today for work. We had a hiring fair, did a lot of interviews, which was pretty exciting. I enjoyed meeting new people and talked to a lot of really good teachers, so that was very profitable. But did make for kind of a long day today, for sure, but it was good. Got a lot done. So my daughter, Abby, got home from her spring break trip to the Netherlands with some friends on Saturday, and we were super glad to have her back in this part of the world. She had an amazing time with her friends, so that was fun to hear all her stories and look at all her pictures. And she was excited to be home because, you know, her bunnies, she has two pet rabbits, and she decided that she wanted to see if she could have some babies and sell them to make some extra cash. So she arranged that with the bunnies and had the babies about 10 days before she left the country. So her boyfriend, bless his heart, took care of 6 baby bunnies and their parents while she went out of the country for a week. So he is quite a trooper. But she FaceTimes me tonight, and they have grown so much, and they are really just stinking cute little bunnies.
I'm glad Abby's back, and I'm sure you are, and I know Chad is. You know, when the kids go off, that's one thing, but when they go out of the country, that's a whole other ball game. And you can't wait till they get back home, and I'm glad she made it back home safe and sound, and all is well with that. As far as the bunnies go, I don't know about that. I'm glad that her boyfriend stepped up to the plate and took care of those while she was gone. As far as the little bunnies go, don't bring them over here because these two German Shepherds, they won't last long, I'll put it that way. Because if they don't run fast, you know, and get under something that they can't, that the big dogs can't get to, they won't make it. I was out yesterday in the yard. No, it was earlier today. Walking out, there's some trees, you know, down on the right side of the backyard, and it's all naturalized down in there. It's all kinds of trash, well, not trash, but, you know, limbs and leaves and stuff like that. It's naturalized. Went down there, and one of the dogs had been digging, and they dug up a cat that was in the neighborhood that is no longer with us. And I don't know why they buried it, but they did, and somebody, one of them dug it back up. I guess they were... maybe munching on it or something, I don't know. But if they're going to bury it, they'll leave it buried. I don't want to have to see it. Don't have to do anything with it. But, you know, the bunnies would be sweet, and Joey loves bunnies. We've got a, I'll tell you this story real quick. Everywhere we've ever lived, there has been a bunny there, and Joey named it Mrs. Bunny Wiggle. And everywhere we've lived, Mrs. Bunny Wiggle has showed up. And so we've got Mrs. Bunny Wiggle. She stays in the front yard under the Nandina bushes. Not Nandina. What are they? Yellow bells. Under the yellow bell bushes up there. And she'll get out, and she came down across the yard one day and when the garden was being last year. And I'd often heard that if a rabbit can get its head through, it can get the rest of its body through. Well, Mrs. Bunny Wiggle has a huge body and a little bitty head. She got up to the chain link fence, and all of a sudden she hopped one time, and she was on the other side of the chain link fence, and she did not go over it. She went through it. So I made a believer out of me that if a bunny can get its head through, it can get the rest of its body through.
I believe that, Gary. I really do. Because while Abby was FaceTiming me tonight, she had, you know, one of those little dog pens that kind of collapses, and then you can set it up, and she's got two of them that she hooks together, and it's got a, the wire is kind of in a rectangular pattern, and it's, maybe 3 inches wide, and those bunnies, they stuck their head through, and choop! They were through. Now, they didn't all get out at the same time, just one at a time, and she was able to grab them and stick them back in the pen. But I did not, just looking at how big those bunnies were, I really didn't think they'd be able to get through, but doggone, they stuck their head through, and they were through like that. So I believe it.
I didn't until I saw it, but it's an absolute fact. If they can get their head through, they can get the rest of their body through. But other than that, Anna, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a really, really good net going tonight. Hope you and Chad have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. And I hope you don't have to make that drive back down to the Midlands anymore this week. That's a tiring drive when you go down and back in the same day. But y'all take care, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, as always, and I'll... But Joy hollered in here a minute ago. She said, "You tell Anna." I said, "Hey." So there you are. And now I'll tell her that you told her hey as well. Y'all have a good evening, and I'll turn it back to you. KO4RYP in the net. KI4DOS.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Gary. You guys have a great evening. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, please call KO4RYP. It's KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate you coming by and checking in tomorrow night and every other night. And tomorrow night, Chad, KO4NUE, my husband, he will be calling the net, and we'll be around to write you or have a discussion about anything that is on your mind. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.